A few things that I can mention that have changed since then. Our exports increased 10%, primarily because of the accession to the full accession to the free market of Europe. Our industrial production rose in this year. But maybe more importantly, our voice on some issues was heard. And one of these issues, which is for us very important, is the issue of Europe's approach to Bosnia-Herzegovina, which was stuck, in a way, for 4 years. On one side, Europe defining the criteria, on the other side, Bosnia-Herzegovina not being able to move and to meet those criteria, and it was frozen in this situation. Croatia has, at the beginning of this year, initiated with two non-papers a new approach to Bosnia-Herzegovina's, let's say, accession process or preparation for the actual accession process to the European Union, which we believe is very important for the stability of Bosnia-Herzegovina, but also through that for the stability of the whole region. And this initiative was first supported and taken over by Great Britain and Germany, and finally taken over by the European Union as a whole, and is now consists in the new approach of the European Union to Bosnia-Herzegovina, which is not a job done. This is only the beginning, but it is a new beginning, and it shows that by sitting at the table, you can initiate new approaches, new policies, even in strategic things. And enlargement policy of the European Union is definitely a strategic thing, and Bosnia-Herzegovina is a sort of sui generis case. It's a specific case because of its history and because of how this came to be, because also of the frozen structure that you have there. And this, I think, is a demonstration that sitting at the table and participating in these discussions is extremely important, makes a difference. It requires a lot of effort, but it makes a difference. And this, if I may add, is the reason why Croatia thinks it would also be very important for Europe and for Turkey to also sit at that table and participate in creating the European policies. And this is why maybe sometimes something seen as a too harsh reaction, there was a reaction from the European Union on the events of 14th of December, because European Union and countries, especially countries that strongly support Turkey's progress towards membership, feel that Turkey is a partner, that Turkey is a future and should be a future member, and therefore anything hindering Turkey's path potentially, or Turkey's determination to go that way, that road, and become a member, is seen as more important than maybe in some other cases